This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, meeting the needs of neighbors before requesting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of meeting the needs of neighbors before requesting. Now, it is ethical that we must know about the state of our neighbors and to meet the needs of them before they request for it. And this shows us that whoever performs such thing, he is a good neighbor and he is aware of his neighborhood. Whereas Islam has also emphasized on the rights of the neighbors and to take care of the neighbors. And it is said that we must take care of our neighbors as we take care of our own selves or our family. And to have a peaceful neighborhood, to develop a peaceful neighborhood. Now, one of the ethical things that is also recommended in the Islamic teachings is that when we look at our neighbors, when we are living at a place, we must be aware of our neighbors. We must socialize with our neighbors. We must meet our neighbors. And when we go and meet them, when we socialize with them, we are aware of their financial status, financial position. We are aware of the needs that they have. We are aware of the things that they need. Maybe the need that they have, it's something which is not monetary. For example, they need an advice in a specific matter, or maybe they need an advice in the health issues. Maybe they need an advice which is related to the law. Maybe they need an advice for developing or making something. So they can have any kind of need. Maybe they need an advice in their studies if there are students next to us. So the needs can be of different ways, and we must have a relation with our neighbors so that we know that what they need, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the meeting the needs of the neighbors before requesting. We said that it is necessary to have a good relations with the neighbors so that we know that who they are, what they need. And we said that this need is not necessarily being the monetary need. It can be other things as well. And the example was, for example, if there are some students living next to us and they need help in their studies. And if we can do that, we should do that. We should help them. But the best thing, according to the Islamic teachings, is إِعْطَاءِ مَا يَجِبُ لَهُمْ قَبْلَ السُّؤَالِ, to give what they need before they request it, to provide this help before they ask you for the help. And if we can help them before they ask, before they request, this is the best thing. Maybe we indirectly do that. Maybe directly we ask them. There are two different ways. But the best thing is when we know that they're struggling or maybe in future they will need this specific thing, we beforehand can help them before they ask so they do not struggle in finding the answer of something. They do not struggle if there is a financial need. And if we know about that, maybe they need something and we can gift it to them in a way that they do not mind it. And they accept this gift. And tomorrow, when we know that they will have the need of this, with this gift, this need is being fulfilled. So therefore, it is recommended according to the Islamic teachings, and especially in the narrations we have that the ethical relation with the neighbors is that to meet the needs of our neighbors before they request for it, and this is the best thing that we can do, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.